Yeah, it's quite a well-known morning, everybody. I forgot to say that. I forgot my manners. I'm very sorry. Ezekiel 37, 1 to 6. It's quite a famous reading, quite well known. But I have to confess, I'd been coming to church quite a long time before I came across it for the first time. But maybe you're hearing it for the first time this morning. It's called The Valley of the Dry Bones. And when I heard it first time, it struck me as a very strange piece indeed that needs a bit of explanation, which I'm sure Matt is going to give to us later with great knowledge and understanding. Anyway, here we go. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. And it was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to those bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.'" Thanks be to God.
There was a bit more of the reading, but I realise in hindsight I only sent the first six verses. So like some kind of finely tuned double act, I'll carry on. "So I prophesied as I commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breathe from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.